Hey, while we have you in here, the lustful sex life of a perverted nympho housewife, part one.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
What is this?
Well, I think it was a listener sent a link to all these old 8-track porno tapes. And when I say 8-track porno tapes, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's old audio tapes. No, there's no video involved with this whatsoever, so I'm assuming that you just listen to this in your car, in your home stereo. And I guess you're supposed to beat off to it, but it's ridiculous.
To sound.
So it's audio porno.
It's audio porn.
All right.
Weird.
And this particular episode just had so much goodness, I figured I would just leave it in parts. So this is the first part.
Oh, yeah.
If it goes over, there could be a part two.
Oh, I like that. Carol's friend calls to tell her she fucked Joe the bartender.
Oh, good.
And the dialogue is just so, it's just terrible.
That Carol's saucy.
Fucking whore. Honey.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Save that for any time a girl named Carol calls the show.
There's a whore in your building. Carol is a whore.
Wait, you're going to claim that? Fuck!
I got to claim that one.
Every time, Carol. It doesn't matter.
Any Carol on the phone is going to get that sound clip. I don't care if she's a nun.
Don't worry. There's plenty more where that came from.
All right, here we go.
I want some from my machine. Let's go.
Yes.
No machine.
Jimmy's machine.
Hello?
Carol, you fucking whore!
Honey, that's a hell of a way to talk to your best girl buddy. What the fuck are you bitching about?
You know damn good and well what I'm talking about, you bitch. Oh. You fucked Joe the bartender last night, and he wasn't...
The bartender!
The bartender! Yeah.
Who is this, fucking Hepburn? You put Norman's cock in your mouth, you dirty bitch. He told you to check the phone, he was going to look at Loon's, and you licked his ball bag and fingered his asshole, and his prostate fell out.
The acting's horrendous. Sounds like one of mine and Opie's live reads when we have a script.
Hey. I'm proud of my live reads.
Opie, you fucking whore!
You fucked Joe the bartender last night. He wasn't worth shit. I sucked his joint for 30 minutes and his prick was like a piece of spaghetti. To crown it off, the bastard had the nerve to laugh when it wouldn't come up. But he finally admitted that you had fucked and sucked him earlier during his lunch break. Now I'm sitting here with a banana up my hungry cunt.
All right, that's good stuff.
You gotta play this on Free FM. Up my hungry
cunt. Hungry cunt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you fucking...
And his prick was like a piece of spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yeah, she's like 1940s.
She got fucked on the African Queen. How old is this fucking thing? Fucking bogey stuck in her shitter.
Bogey. Put leeches on her ass and fucked her.
This is fucking terrible. What accent is that?
It's just...
Does anybody know?
It's an accent of the 60s.
Affectation.
It's just how they were talking in this. I would guess 60s, early 70s on this one.
My.
Well, I mean, judging from the box art on the 8-track, I mean, it was definitely early 70s.
Early 70s. Yeah.
Big hairy muff.
Fucking Danny finds the shit.
I know.
Jumps off to it. She couldn't help it. He grabbed her ass and she creamed. Here we go.
Oh, honey, baby, you know he never even looked my way. That dirty liar.
Don't give me that shit, you bitch. He shoved that pencil prick of his up your cunt, up your asshole and down your throat so often he could find that cave of a cunt of yours in the dark.
All right, little pussy buddy. But when he grabbed me by the ass at the club last night, I creamed in my pants. Wait a minute, you cock-greedy bitch. After all, I'm the one who's a divorcee and he's all alone. At least, Grace, you're still married and have some steady cock around.
You're alone like the top girl in a whorehouse, you bitch. You could have at least warned me. What am I supposed to do with their burnt-out fucks after you've sucked their nuts dry? Plus, that old pencil prick husband of mine doesn't thrill me anymore.
All right, little buddy, I'm sorry. Next time I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Fuck.
Awful, unbelievable, unsexy guy. That was written by a guy, obviously.
See, know what's disturbing to me when you hear this older audio? I, in my naiveness, I thought like ass-fucking was like a new invention.
Oh, really?
And you're just like, you don't want to think that like your grandma or anyone that's old in your life was like, doing the same shit you were doing. You know what I mean?
Getting it up the ass.
Like feeding bananas to your hungry cunt. I thought that was more of an invention of the 90s,
yo,
you know?
Greedy whore.
Right.
Whore.
Whore. They romanticize this shit when you watch old movies and stuff.
Yeah. That's, wow. I didn't even know that was available. Some kind of...
Apparently, some...
And how many volumes we got so far?
Well, this was like the first few minutes of just one. This whole episode was like 35, 40 minutes long.
What are you supposed to do with this, though? You could not possibly jerk off to that. Jimmy, stop
it. I'll be honest, I got like four.
No, you didn't.
I do. I heard four go. I'm not hard, but it's snaking like a little
bit. You cock greedy cunt. You did not.
Well, she tried to tongue on it for an hour. It was like a piece of spaghetti. I laughed at her.
By the way,
I grabbed her ass and she creamed in her pants. Literally, it was creamed corn.
Jay from Florida, from Wackbag, did Jimmy Schubert get a writing credit for this?
He's got a patty full of green corn, and then he got some potato flakes on your shoes.
Linger, longer.
Potato flakes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a double knuckle in your piss pump, and then you're going to be creaming in your jeans.
Piss pump.
Fuck, I don't even know what that means. Fucking Schubertism. Where is Schubert? We need Schubertism.
Yeah, we're not making fun of him. We want him.
I love
he's got to call the show.
We need the Schubertisms.
Animal.
FYI, you guys mentioned the Phantom Vibrate cell phone. Opie said it was dead people trying to contact us. He said they just don't know how to speak to us.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
And this guy, of course, writing Linger Lunger, which is taken off.
Mm-hmm.
All the way in May, took it up the ass after every win. A lot of people lingering longer with...
All right, all the way, May.
All the way, May.
As she slid into home plate, some Negro was holding a baseball bat. She took it all in her hungry cunt.
And a young Bill O'Reilly walked in while Grandmama was being shish kebabbed by two black cocks the size of the Chrysler Building. Grandmama, what are you doing? Get out of here, you little meddler. I've got two dark seed pumpers in my mouth and asshole. You'll learn about this someday when you dine in Harlem. They can't vote, but boy, can they fuck.
Jimmy with the characters lately, man.
I'm the character kid. That was my nickname
in
high school.
What was the character yesterday? The coach.
Coach, whoever comes, I do.
Yes. Coach Jimmy, they called it,
hey,
right.
Coach Jimmy.
Hey, Stephen Albany, when is this going to air on Sonic Theater, XM 163?
Yes. Put that on.
The old-time radio.
I fed a banana to my hungry cunt.
This will be on Audible later.
Yes.
Say goodnight, Gracie. And then he shit in my mouth, you silly goose.
Hey,
young O'Reilly sitting there watching his granny.
I take the cock all the way down to those plum-like balls.
That's right, Bill. It's called melanin, and you don't have it, which would explain your little dingle. But boy, can they give a gal a deep dicking. Here's an apple. Don't tell your grandfather.
He's so surprised the cum is white.
That's right. It's the seed of the devil. He's pumping it into me. But I only take it in the shitter because we don't have abortions. That's right. He's got the black power fist in my hungry cunt. You 6'8" loofah sponge using fraud, cocksucker. Hypocrite jizz bucket. You're 3 years old and you're 6'8", and Grandmama has got a black cock on her cheek and one in her asshole and one in each hand. That's right. I have the Harlem Globetrotters. Curly Neal, you shit my pussy.
And we're off.
Metalock Lemon ripped my cunt.
That's right. At first they send in the white incompetent team, and they all try to fuck me, but their dicks are like spaghetti. Then the Globetrotters come in, and he threw his cock at me, and it snapped right back into his hand. It was a trick cock.
I remember sitting in the audience when the Negro came toward me with a big bucket and threw it at me. I thought it was confetti, but it was cum.
And I caught it all in my mouth, young Bill. You 6'8" conservative loofah sponge big cock little fella. That's right. Grandma's got a pussy full of sickle cell. What do you think of them apples? You'll be talking about this someday on Fox News, won't you? You're surprised they eat like us. You ought to see how they fuck, young Bill. They're making a Nana hammock. One in the mouth, one in the shitter, and Nana swings when they meet in the middle somewhere near the liver.
They fill up Nana like a cannoli.
Your grandfather dresses like Oscar de la Hoya and hasn't fucked Nana in quite a long time, Bill.
Cuckold.
Hey, Florida Steve, I gotta read this. Metal Arc Lemon just gave me a shit ass.
What's that?
Metal Arc Lemon just gave me a shit hat.
A shit hat, darling.
It looks like the one Nana wears on Sunday, but there's no flour in it.
Oh, fuck.
A shit hat covering my eye socket.
Oh,
I'll tell you that I'm afraid of blacks, but I'm only afraid that when they walk in, I'm going to kneel and suck their cock so hard that their ears cave in. That's right, young Bill. Nana likes her black cock in her mouth. What do you think of them apples, you Republican?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, why don't you... good point, Scott, from Chicago. What about a little sweet Georgia Brown if we're going to do the Globe?
Oh, yeah.
That'll bring the whole bit home, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, poor Nana. She loved it.
Oh, boy, she couldn't get enough.
Couldn't get enough.
Christ.
Coming to town.
We got two more clips to play, and God, there's three more parts.
Well, at least.
Just keep them coming.
My dear.
This is Radio Gold, my friend. You want to hear the next clip?
Sure.
All right. Well, self-explanatory.
You little whore. What the hell is going on?
I'm coming, you dumb bitch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my God, is that wonderful?
Wow, there are so many good sound clips in this.
Who the fuck
I'm coming, you dumb bitch.
This needs a whole bank.
Oh.
One bank dedicated to this audio.
Let me hear that one again.
Oh, my God.
I got to hear her say that again.
You little whore. What the hell is going on?
I'm coming, you dumb bitch.
Who the hell is there?
Oh, nobody, you dumb bitch. I couldn't wait anymore. I'm climbing the damn walls. Oh, I told you I had a banana up my cunt. Oh, God, it's good. Jesus, it's just right. Oh, I've got it all the way in. I just wish I had another one up my ass.
Oh, you dirty bitch. With you, anything goes. I have to admit, when it comes to fucking, you're a genius. I've always used carrots.
But this is smoother and thick all the way.
But it's going to mash up in your pussy, a carrot.
Yeah, yeah, Carol's got the right idea with the carrot.
Of course she does.
You don't have to dig out carrot after you're done.
That's right. When you're finished, your pussy smells like bunny breath.
It does. It sounds like Samantha from Sex and the City. Speaking of bananas.
Right.
Yeah, I'm coming, you cunt. You dumb horse-faced cunt.
Hudson from Montana currently dribbled all over her labia.
That's right. Oh, I just wish I had one for my ass. You horse face beard for a homosexual cunt. Cha-cha-cha. Stupid fucking show. What, are they making a movie out of it now? Great.
Hold on. We got Gene from Waterford. Gene, what's up?
Not much. It's actually Jim.
Hey, Jim.
All right,
what's up?
Jim.
Not much. I was calling. I got kind of a... I heard you guys, you know, stuff's going pretty good right now, and I didn't really want to call in, but I had to. I found out not too long ago that my grandmother actually did this stuff.
She did audio porn back in the day?
She did, and it was very... I found out from some papers and stuff I came upon and asked my mom about it, and she wasn't too happy that I found out, but supposedly it's just the same way kind of... my grandmother was on Broadway a lot, and the same kind of way actors and actresses today... they go down on their luck out in California. They go to porn, you know, visually. She kind of did the same thing through audio.
Your grandma?
yeah, she, you know, wouldn't be doing so well on Broadway, and just drop into the studio, make a couple of quick extra bucks, and sit there and smoke cigarettes all day and pretend that she's having orgasms and shit. So,
not too
funny to find out about, you know, when you pitch your grandmother baking cookies and muffins for you, and then you think of her sitting around with a couple other old slutty bitches and talking about how they're shoving bananas.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
Not too fun.
That's great.
But, I'm glad it's given you guys. I mean, I don't know. You guys might come across one of her tapes, so.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you
came
across
listen
the
to.
Paper, and we might come across the tapes. Like, Nana was better than you're giving her credit for.
Yeah, if you guys, crow you guys knew find how
to dick movie.
Trying to battle crow at that.
Nancy the Nibbler.
That's was her name?
I think that's her stage name.
Nancy the what?
Nibbler.
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 All right.
Ugh. Yeah, they don't want to get cocky. Nibbled at.
Nibbled.
She used to team up with Gail Guppy.
All right, Gene, thanks for your story.
Yeah.
All right, this is coming in like crazy. Let me just do this real fast.
Ring, 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 ring.
Banana cunt. they talk about fucking the delivery boy from the grocery store. Danny, why are you...
Yeah.
Why is Danny sitting here?
What?
We need part two. We can't wait.
Yeah, you think I'm going to waste part two on today?
Yeah, the tease.
How many parts do you got, really?
From this alone, there could probably be another... I mean, the dialogue's so awful. I mean, 7 parts at least.
Wow.
So this is like having Coke, and you're like, well, yeah, we could use a little more.
Get a little more. And
I know it's for the whole weekend, but yeah, we'll do another part today.
Yeah?
We'll still have 5 parts left.
Well, and this is only one of the 8 tracks. I probably found there's like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah, we could easily do another part then.
All right.
Let's hear a little more.
All right, here we go.
It was good, but damn it, I'm still hot for a stiff prick.
I know what you mean, pussy buddy. Nothing beats
hot for a stiff prick. We should get one of the CBS lawyers.
It was good, but damn it, I'm still hot for a stiff prick.
Damn it.
I know what you mean, pussy buddy. Nothing beats it. While we're on the subject, why don't you try the delivery boy at the grocery store?
Is he any good?
Is he any good? Shit! He's got a cock on him like a horse. He's circumcised, and when his head swells, it turns rose red. Just thinking about it makes me put my finger up my cunt.
You mean your fucking hand, you bitch. That cave you have could take an elephant. Now, come on, get off the phone.
That's right. How about some more animals? The horse and the elephant.
What the?
She's saying she has a large vagina.
I think that's what she's getting at.
My goodness.
Pussy buddies.
If your cunt was any bigger, there'd be stalactite hanging in it. Jesus, these are awful.
I mean your fucking hand, you bitch.
Yes. Shave that platypus. Fucking animal.
It's all
enough.
Animal stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You hippo.
Hold on one second.
Bitch, that cave you have could take an elephant. Now, come on, get off the phone. I'm going to order some more bananas from the grocery store.
Bill, did you bring home those bananas for Nana? You know what a three-pointer is? Nana's a three-pointer. I've got one in the mouth, pussy, and ass. That's a three-pointer. I'm a five-pointer if there's one for each hand, young Bill. Be careful, I'll get black cum all over my charm bracelet. Don't tell your grandfather. I've got more black semen in my mouth than the African Navy. Keep it down, Bill. You'll talk about this on Fox someday. That's right. I'm doing a female ripoff voice of Anthony's 1940s guy.
Whatever works.
I changed gender and I added cunt. It's a different person.
Matt from St. Louis. I like to make werewolf cunt movies.
I don't like the A train. I like the N train.
Now you go play, Bill. Nana's taping a... Oh, I don't know. Nana got nervous.
Nana got nervous. They wait outside my door like it's the unemployment line.
I tell them there's a little government cheese in my womb, and they dive in head first.
Oh, don't bother Nana when she's getting a deep dicking, Bill. Your grandfather, since the war, hasn't been able to get it up. You 6'9", 4-year-old, with a big cock, apparently, according to the transcripts.
I wish I could do the voice. Someone else has to read the great instant feedback coming in. I can't do it justice. Guys, I got a miner's joke that's pretty fucking funny, man. You got Gino's there? Let me see.
Just missed it, I think.
Oh, just missed it? All right.
Oh. That cave could take an elephant. It's like...
Cave.
I have a... The dialogue is so bad. A friend of mine who's a waiter, he's very gay. Very gay.
Very.
How gay is he?
Oh. That's the whole answer. He used to write straight porn. And I meant to ask him when I saw him this week about it, because I would love to get him on to talk about it, because when you hear him talk, I think it'd be great to have him read some of the stuff he wrote.
He writes straight porn.
I don't know if he still does, but he used to.
He used to.
And he's just such a small, fun, gay.
Was it just,
man.
Did he get it all wrong?
No, I never read it.
It must have been so funny. It's like he thought it was straight. And
yeah.
There you go. And then another guy comes in, and he's sucking his dick.
Yes. So I was ready to fuck her, but then I noticed that her shoes didn't match her purse, and I had to leave.
Kicked her out. Then her boyfriend came in.
I met this hot broad the other day. She was walking a poodle in Chelsea. Wait a minute.
Something wrong here. All right, listen. Why don't we take a break?
I have to tinkle.
Yeah, and Danny's working on... We're gonna waste another part of this today. He's saying we got at least 7 parts. We'll do part 2 hopefully after the break.
Yeah.
Hey, Lustful Sex Life part 2.
Oh, goody.
We promised this. Should we save it for tomorrow, or you want to do it now?
I'd like to hear a little of it.
I have to. You know what? I'm going to have to side with AC.
Yeah.
What?
Want to hear a little of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's do it then. We're waiting for Danny to come up with it. He got it. He's got part 2, and there's at least... Are we still saying there's 7 parts... to this 8-track porn.
To this, just this one, at least. I mean, where this one ends, he's not even done with her yet. Let's just put it that way.
Really?
Mm.
It's too... I mean, it's... you could probably just play the remainder of this as one giant 20-minute track and have just as much fun with it.
All right, here we go. Grocery boy comes over for some fucking... We're back to the 8-track porn, everybody.
Grocery boy comes over for some fucking.
Yes. This is okay. An 8-track sandwich.
8-track tape. It's audio porno.
Yeah.
People were supposed to pop this in, listen to it, and jerk off, I guess.
Yeah.
Theater of the mind for your cock.
Oh, there's the doorbell. Uh-oh.
Eager grocery boy.
No kidding.
Two quick rings.
Yeah, why don't you wait?
Mrs. Owens?
Yes?
I've got your groceries. I hope everything's here that you ordered.
So do I, honey. So do I.
Where do you want it?
For now, the kitchen table will do. You must be tired from all those deliveries. Would you like a drink before you go?
Oh, I sure would. I go on my lunch break now.
Oh, what do you usually eat for lunch?
Just what I'm looking at.
And what do you mean by that remark?
Ooh.
An old bitch. I eat old bitch. In the classic sense, I cook them on a spigot and I eat them. I eat their leathery feet with a nice Chianti. Just what I'm looking at. I love the crinkle of the bag through half of the conversation.
And how come the delivery boy is 40 years old?
He's awful.
Yeah, no kidding. Here.
It's fucking Sam the Butcher who showed up.
What sex crime is he hiding from?
He's half retarded with a monster cock.
Yeah. He's had hair on it. He's had like curly piglet tail hairs on it since he was 4. Old retard dick. Nice doily hairdo, stupid.
And we're taking off again. We're in the plane was in the hangar for a while, just enjoying a little conversation and a little food as we fuel up the plane while the plane has taken off again.
Just what I'm looking at.
And what do you mean by that remark?
They told me at the store that Carol Peters recommended me. Baby, she eats all 10 inches of my prick.
Hey, you.
Stop the bullshit, slut. You don't have a damn thing on under that mini-nighty. You want a good fucking so bad you can taste it, so stop screwing around and get the damn thing off.
Wow. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, this isn't 20 Elm Street? No, honey, this is 18 Elm Street. Well, looks like I've made a mistake. The slut I'm looking for is next door. I apologize.
By the sound of this guy's acting, it sounds like he doesn't really like pussy, if you know what I mean.
He's awful.
His acting stinks.
He's got a 10-inch cock.
Of course he does. A 10-inch prick.
Prick.
A 10-inch prick.
I've always hated the word prick.
That was terrible. It's an oldie-time word for a cock. Now it's pretty much used as, you know, that guy's a fucking prick.
Right.
But don't be such a fucking prick.
Come here, sit on my prick.
You don't say, hey, so she's sucking my prick.
It's terrible. Oof. A mini nightie.
Yeah, I see you ain't got nothing on under that mini nightie.
Carol,
the hell is that?
Carol Peters recommended me.
What? What? Oh. Well, the guy
Gladys
gets...
Moorhead. What?
I fucked Ethel Baumbach so hard that her asshole pink sucked. That's right. Helen put two fingers in my ass and left a press-on nail in my colon. I had to go to the hospital, honey. You know how it is.
Mildred Blumberg's teeth fell out when she fucking sucked my prick.
I gave a good deep dicking to Vivian Tripoli.
Where's the E-Rock? This is the time we need it. Jesus Christ.
Where is it?
He's...
That's great.
Then where's
the sound guy?
I don't know.
This is where we need sounds for the show.
He's very busy.
Doing what?
Besides not exercising,
or fixing mumps neck, which he has. That stupid fat. I bet you right now he's doing a headstand to see if the fat will kind of sink. He just wants to see if he still has a jawline.
His head has a foreskin. Pulled down around his neck. He's prickhead.
That's why you kiss his cheek sometimes. It smells like cheese.
Here he comes.
Where were you?
What are you doing? We need you.
What did you do? You're doing personal business, right?
Yes. What?
No. What is that?
Why'd you leave the studio?
I was given something that I had no idea what it was. I thought it was important. Turned out to be nothing.
What were you given?
An envelope with your photos saying this had to be taken care of. I opened up, your photos are in here, so I was asking...
Who gave it to you?
One of the interns.
When did he give it to you?
Just like on the right air? Now.
He gave it to you on the air?
I wish I could just leave the show and just, like, wander around for 10, 15
talk
minutes.
Talk to the interns.
Like, the intern walked in while you were on the air?
This is like you do at a regular job, but unfortunately, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you just wander off and someone goes, hey, where were you? Oh, well, the boss had to talk to me about something. Yeah. About what?
Counselor, I'm talking to you. Oh, sorry, I had to leave, Judge.
How great would it be to just get up and wander around?
Just leave.
Come back 10, 15 minutes later.
I never realized.
No one notices.
I never realized that. Like, whenever I was in the food industry, Whenever I worked there, there's certain times you can't leave. Like, it's the orders are coming in too fast and shit like that. And I always hated that kind of pressure. But I never realized, I can't just leave in this job.
Let me see that.
Every other job I had, I could walk away from whatever the job was for a few minutes.
Yeah. So an intern walked in and hands you, what we have here is these two old Opie and Anthony photos with the awful manila envelope. And you looked at this and you raced outside. Why?
Why?
I had no idea what it was for. He comes in with it and says, here's what it's for.
No, wait.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Two fucking Opie and Anthony photos taken care of.
By the way, and Jimmy blew up my spot, but you could tell that it wasn't important because the envelope has a lot of holes in it, and you can see that it's just a couple pictures of us.
It's an inter-office memo envelope. They're reusable.
It's the two black and white photos with O&A in my stupid head.
Any person would say, oh, obviously they need these signed.
Old Captain Tripp's neck ran out of here. You few readers.
That's right. Hey, thigh throat, why did you take off? God damn that E-Rock. I needed a good deep fucking and he wouldn't show up. He walked in with a manila envelope. I said, what do you usually eat on your lunch break? He said, anything.
Rocky,
I may have misunderstood. He could have said everything.
I hope E-Rock realizes you make it so easy.
Oh, shit.
I said, come on, E-Rock, fuck me hard. So he said, all right, and started to work for me.
E-Rock, you kind of have an a very important position on the show. You can't really leave that area too much.
Speaking of positions.
That's right. Speaking of positions, he bent me over and used my back as a table to eat potato chips and mayonnaise sandwiches off of. He didn't even put that little prick near me. Boy, that Carol sure was wrong. This E-Rock likes cake, not pussy.
Yeah, the grocery delivery guy comes over and just delivers groceries.
That's right. He not only didn't fuck me, but he ate half of the groceries. He left all of the milk and non-fat yogurt untouched. But there were two chips left in the bag.
Like his whole job is to jazz up shit. And trust me, you could have really helped us out with the Lee Abrams interview with jazzing it up with shit.
Well, that...
Ah, a little music.
A little music or something.
And that Pink Floyd would have been good.
Yeah, you'll do a little Us and Them as he's talking about Floyd.
So what do you mean by... What do you mean by that? Well, I... I go to usually lunch now.
All right, let's get back to the... Can we get back to the deep dicking? Because this guy gets very aggressive in this.
Ah.
I love this guy. Called her a slut. He knows.
Yes.
Well, he gets really aggressive, too.
He's got a 10-inch prick.
He sure does. All
like
Carol
what
thinks.
You see, lover?
Cunt, with a body like yours, you should be in a high-class whorehouse. Now stop the bullshit and come over here. Now, get down on your knees.
Oh, feel me up a little, Jimmy.
Not on your life. Waiting will make your pussy hotter. Now, unzip like, my fly and take my cock out.
This is like Angry Town. They live in Angry Town.
Yeah, this guy.
Everyone's mad. They're all getting laid and stuff, but they're all pissed off at each other. Yeah. Fuck you, cunt.
Right.
I'm going to fuck you. Hey, how about, sweetheart? How about, hey, baby?
How about you fill me up first?
That'll be the day. I'm not squeezing those saggy sweat socks full of sand.
How about you feel me up, Jimmy? Nothing doing. Get on your knees. It'll make your pussy hotter. When you're stuck to the linoleum, then I'll pick you up and give you a good spin fuck. They're just awfully unsexy people.
And they're just
fuck
angry.
You, come in your ass, and then I'm going to scram.
Well, get to it, then.
Yeah. Everyone's pissed.
Right. Eat my ass while I watch Cavalcade.
Obviously, there was a war going on, and everyone was a little uptight. Weren't sure if we were going to win the big one at this point.
Yeah.
Unzip my fly and take my cock out.
Oh, honey. She was right. It's beautiful.
Stop talking and start sucking.
Put on Ronan Martin's Laughing while I watch it. You can suck my cock, my prick.
Suck my prick like Charles Nelson Reilly.
The ghost in Mrs. Muir is on. Oh.
That's right. Suck that prick like you're the father on a show and we have no idea what you really like yet. We won't know until the late 80s or early 90s.
Early 90s.
That's right. When a stiff wind blows you 20 feet and you have to explain yourself.
Stop talking and start sucking. Kiss the head now. Yeah. Start looking at all.
Yeah, that's it's like E-Rock drinking.
Nice and easy. Just lick the head.
Yeah. It's so damned hard. Christ, it's big. I don't know if I can take it all.
Won't be able to take it all. Huh. You got it wrong. You're not going to give me a blowjob. I'm going to fuck you in the mouth.
This guy means business.
Sure does. I want you to get on your knees and sound like a slea stack while you suck it. That's right. Your pussy looks like Chaka's back.
Once again, I got to point out, I thought the mouth fucking was a new invention. I'm kind of depressed today.
See, I'm going to fuck your mouth.
I thought that it was all romantic back then.
No, that's right.
I've been
mouth-fucking. They were doing some of that mouth fucking back then.
Nana liked her mouth. I bet you know, none of us want to look at our grandmothers like that, but at least one person in this room, one of our grandmothers, liked to have her head hanging off the bed with grandpa's cock throat fucking.
Oh, wow.
Squeezed her awful tits.
And his balls are like hitting her nose.
No, yeah, the bridge and their old man balls. Yeah, in her yeah. Eye, and she just loved.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
This is a coordinated monthly test for XM satellite radio. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual national emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Don't trip. Suck.
What a douche.
Over the head, I dig it. Yeah, now take more of it and start sucking.
Oh.
Suck hard and deep.
Yeah.
Deeper. Deeper, cunt.
Yeah, this is a boffo socko blowjob.
Jimmy, play with my tits.
That's right.
I liked it.
That's right. I want you to suck it and sound like Voss trying to say church.
All right, hold on.
Well, this is swell.
Hold the fuck up.
What's the matter? What?
XM is doing a test of the emergency broadcast system.
No.
In the middle of grandma's being throat fucked. How far back do we have to go?
What? Oh, my God.
How long is a fucking emergency broadcast test?
Why would nobody tell us?
Test it at, like, midnight.
Test it during the Lee Abrams interview.
Right.
The fuck is wrong with everybody? They couldn't hold that shit off?
Or at least
who's responsible for that?
At least test the turn there and turn the best off.
To fucking tell us that.
Someone has to tell us. We can't do shit that just won't air.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That is stupid.
Well, we'll start.
They just test it in the middle of a bit.
Well, are we back yet? Second fucking time this month. This is a new thing. We're back. I know we're on, but is the emergency test over?
It's done.
How long did it last for? Do we know?
I'm finding out.
And
whose,
do they know?
Whose job is that?
Whose job is
some
that?
Some guy that doesn't pay attention to the content of the show and just goes, time to push the button.
Yeah, I want
to
know whose fucking job that
How
is.
How about someone that pays attention a little bit? There are times during this show, we do 5 fucking hours a day, there's plenty of opportunities to do an emergency broadcast test. No one's going to give a shit.
Tell us, we'll take a break.
Yeah, do it over the fucking... Tell us about the discount, Aaron!
Yeah, how about that?
Do it over that shit.
Whose job is it to tell us...
Yeah, whose job is it?
About that stuff. Somebody in D.C. or somebody.
God, just hire people with a brain. That's all I ask.
Yeah, we're like...
That's all I ask.
God. Doing a show here and...
Or just save money and hire robots, because that's what you got.
Oh, that'd be futuristic.
Because I can't imagine it's something that just happens, like, 10:46, it just happens automatically. I really think it's someone that has to actually set that in motion.
All right, where were we?
All right, we'll start the clip over, because I don't know what you guys missed.
Fucking God, is it irritating.
I'm going to cram it so far down your throat, you'll think it's coming out of your ass. Now start sucking, bitch.
Oh, Jesus, it's hard. Oh, it's so big.
I told you to stop talking so much.
Stop talking so much. I can't hear that emergency broadcast system. That's right. I want you to suck so much, XM will hire you.
And when that happens during the replay, what do they hear?
That's what I'm finding out.
I'm gonna come right and boom.
Oh no, because you guys are gonna. It's. They said most of the stuff you couldn't hear.
I gotta piss badly. I mean, it
most of the stuff you couldn't hear. What?
For that 30 seconds, you couldn't hear all the great lines. There's some good.
Yeah.
Great little.
Some of the best radio we've ever done, I'd say.
That shouldn't affect the replay though.
So really?
In the replay,
doesn't play in the replay?
Nah, it's different, like, files.
I hope so. I hope so.
Put your mouth over the head. I dig it. Yeah, now take more of it and start sucking. Now that's it. Suck hard and deeper. Deeper, cunt.
Deeper, cunt.
Oh, please, Jimmy, play with my tits. Oh, damn, that's good.
You little whore. The way your ass is twisting, I think you're coming just thinking about it. Oh, yeah. Hey, baby. Yeah. Now, use your teeth up and down. Just your teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth?
What the fuck is going on back then?
What the hell is
that
about?
Get a cheese grater on the head of my cock and just start cheese grating it. Could you do that, honey? Yeah, I like that.
And Jimmy, you're the star of this.
I know I am.
That's good.
Yeah, just little teeth.
Great, little teeth. Could you put my balls in a vise and squeeze it like Pesci did that guy's head in Casino? I want my balls to pop out the head of my cock.
I'm getting close, honey. Get that lighter. I'm going to open my asshole. I want you to just burn the hole. I want you to twinge it a nice brown, like a briquette, a charcoal briquette, while I cum all over this electrical outlet.
That's it. Teeth.
Scrape your teeth against my cock.
Yeah, that always feels good. Yeah.
Give me a good raking.
This guy obviously knows nothing about a good blowjob. Jesus, you certainly don't want the teeth. I mean receiving one, then. Don't make me come over there and suck your prick.
Oh, shit, that's good. Oh, no. Suck harder. Harder. I'm going to ram it down your fucking throat harder. Damn it, harder.
Oh, you squeezed my tits there on fire. Oh, Jimmy, let go of my ears.
Fuck you, cunt. Want to come down your throat.
Oh, my God.
He's got her by the ears.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, now we got an assault.
Fuck you, cunt.
Let go of my ears. Fuck you, cunt. I told you to wash behind these before supper.
How about they do another take, by the way? You fucked up cunt.
How do you fuck that up?
Listen.
Oh, Jimmy, let go of my ears.
Fuck you, cunt. I'm going to come down your throat. You fucking well better swallow it all. You let one drop spill and I'll whip your ass so hard you won't sit down for a week.
Yeah. It is so non-sexy.
It's horrendous. And you bet your... And what do you say? You darn well better... You darn tootin', you better swallow it.
You darn tootin'.
I'm gonna fill your shitter with seed. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Well,
oh, this guy rules.
She makes a lot of weird noises as he's coming here.
Oh, he blows his load?
Yeah, and you know, so she has to ham it up for the,
of
you know,
course,
the audio only. Porno. So.
Yeah, well, it is 8-track porn.
Porno for the blind.
Get ready, you bitch. I'm gonna come. Chris, I'm coming.
No!
That was good. Swallow, damn it.
Everyone's thinking the same thing.
Stop whining.
What the hell was that?
I'm a whore, you idiot.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm Brian Murphy. Suck my prick.
Wait. We can have fun with this. Hold on.
Now we're having fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. This one. You do Arnold. I got this.
Stop whining.
Stop it. Quiet. Who's your daddy? Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now.
You son of a bitch.
This is wonderful. It's amazing.
Where have you found this? It's just great.
He's got 7 parts. Yeah, this is the second
good
part.
Stuff.
It's too easy.
Love how angry they are.
It's just horrendous dialogue.
All right, more of the Arnold coming sounds.
That was good. Swallow, damn it.
Oh, you're fucking right. It was great. Oh, that was quite a load you shot. Shit, I thought I was going to drown. I can't wait to feel that big prick of yours in my juicy pussy.
That feels good. Now, start working on me with your tongue. Start on my balls and work your way on down to my asshole.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to give you AIDS. What? I just gave you AIDS.
Suck it, you bitch. Suck it. I'm gonna grab you by the ears. Enough. I'm sorry, that's terrible. Yes.
How did your parents come?
Yes, you're going to take all of...
Caught me. Nothing but caught me.
Yes. Fuck you, you cave. I'm going to fuck your mouth. Ba, ba, ba.
Hey, you suck dicks.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Final clip for today.
Oh.
He instructs her to lick him all over and closes with his sweaty balls.
Right.
Oh, when the hell are you gonna fuck me?
Don't be so damned impatient. Carol's right. You're built like a brick shithouse. Baby, when you're through working on me, I'm gonna suck that sweet little cunt of yours dry.
Oh, you suck me.
That's good.
Fuck me.
Now work your way down to my stomach. Oh, yeah. Now, massage my dick with your fingers. Oh, yeah. Now, between my legs and around my balls.
What are you doing?
Turning on my stomach, you dumb bitch. Now, work your way down from my shoulders.
Anything you say, you cunt sucker.
Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now down my back.
Oh, no.
That's good, baby. Oh, you've got a hell of a touch with your tongue.
Where's he headed?
Oh, yeah, you're a natural-born fuck machine. Hey, what about the cheeks of my ass? Yeah. Hey, honey. Oh, that's great. Now lick my sweaty balls.
Oh, shit. That's great.
That's right.
I thought he was guiding her to the asshole first.
No.
Stick that tongue up my asshole. Come on, do it, you cunt.
Lick my sweaty balls. I want your breath to smell like an onion.
Sweaty balls.
Fucking
a natural-born fuck machine.
Lick that armpit between my legs, sweetie. Fucking dumb cunt.
Now sink your teeth into my balls like an apple.
I want you to twist my scrotum until I yelp like a piglet.
Like a fucking doorknob.
Some fucking guy, Bob in Manorville, 85 miles an hour on the Ocean Parkway, jerking the pickle to 70s audio porn. I'm such a loser.
Oh,
oh my God.
Can work that tongue.
Oof. We got at least five more to go. Five more parts.
Are they all so angry? Why so angry?
I don't know. This one seemed to have like a theme going.
Come on.
But, I mean, it's nonstop. Like, that's how it is. Like,
but why, Danny? Why are they so angry, you cunt?
Because.
Yeah. Now lick my sweaty balls.
There's another half hour where that came from.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Come on, Danny, with your big prick. Tell him what he wants to know.
Speaking of half hour, when are you going to come?
It's like Angry Vince porno.
Yeah. Come on, suck my prick. Suck it. You want to suck my prick, don't you? Come on, lick my sweaty balls. Lick my sweaty balls. That's right. You're a regular fucking machine. Yeah. Come on, work your way down. You're not going to suck my cock. I'm going to fuck your mouth. That's what I'm going to do. Fuck your mouth.
You're built like a brick shithouse.
Brick shithouse. Now the brick shithouse. Come on, I'm going to fuck you like a dog. Get down on your knees like a dog. That's right. I had to pop an eye out and skull fuck you. That's it. Pop your eye out. I'm going to snap your neck. Angry Vince fucking.
Lick my ass.
You stick your tongue up my ass. You know you want it. Go ahead. Stick that tongue up my ass. Yeah. Yeah, you like being fucked, don't you? Yeah. Take my prick. All 10 inches of... That's right, suck my back.
I can listen to that all day. All day long.
You're gonna suck my prick till I come down your throat. I'm gonna come. Here I come. I'm coming. Right. It's coming.
That's right. Don't spit it out. Spit that cum out and you're fired. You're fired.
Fucking angry Vince. He's got to be part of this. I've never seen such angry people. Oh, here comes that Vince McMahon again. He likes fucking in the ass and yelling at people.
Pull your pants down and take them down now. I'm going to hit your brown spot with my big breath. Yeah, you like it in the shitter, don't you? You're going to take it in my... And you're going to take all my cum right in your shitter. Then we're going to go out to the limo and fuck till it explodes. No chance in hell you're going to take all my cock.
Mom, please stop calling me. Mom, I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
It's just an angry, angry porno.
Yeah, there was another one where I listened to where it was like some chick goes to her psychologist, and the psychologist...
All right, give us our choices for tomorrow.
Give us our choices for tomorrow. Give me 2 seconds, I'll give you a list.
All right, I'm going to try to think of how that plays out.
All right, we get to choose which one we want to hear.
Hi, doctor. Yeah, how you doing, cunt? Sit on the couch. Like a psychiatrist is going to be like that. You know why you're here? Because you're a cunt. Now get on the couch. I'm going to fuck you into a state of mental health.
Now she'll start talking about her problem, how she can't get enough prick.
Yeah.
Nice big prick, and he'll go, like this one?
Yeah. I'm going to prescribe my prick. Back then, they probably didn't know much about that. They didn't have, like... pills, did they?
Hopefully it's a real fucking mental illness, though, and a girl's retarded. She has the Pete Rose do.
Hey, yeah. I don't know what to do. I like a prick.
Suck this, dumb Bella. Hey. I'm going to fuck you till you can spell.
We're on a roll, and people want more clips. We just can't do it now because
we've got
to go through the whole fucking
thing. You get them tomorrow.
It takes a good 20 minutes or so to get one of these parts together. We'll have a couple more tomorrow, though.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a good, responsive crowd.
Hey, Line of the Day is brought to you by BodogFantasy.net. Danny's coming in here with our choices for what we want to hear tomorrow. Offering you all the tools you need to win this season in fantasy football. Trash talk with confidence. Take home the glory. BodogFantasy.net. Here's a runner-up Line of the Day. It's not really fair to do Line of the Day today.
Mm.
The riff you guys were doing there for the last hour is like chock full of lines.
Someone just writes, ha ha ha, dumb Bella.
That's right.
It's funny.
I'm going to fuck that Columbia president hairdo right off you.
And then someone else writes, how important is the prick?
Linger, longer. All right, our choices are coming in. Danny, everyone.
Oh.
Danny, you taking full credit for this?
No, I am absolutely not.
Smell that, bitch. Smell that gassy burp out of my ass.
Oh, that fart was wonderful.
Like you prick. It smells like shit.
Who gets credit for this?
Actually, a listener sent me a link to a guy's blog who had posted some of these on his blog.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. The listener
guy's a genius.
Out the show all the time.
Oh, is it that? Don't usher it over here.
All right, let's go. What are
you
our choices?
You presented your fart to
me. Choices for tomorrow. We could either finish the current one. Or we can go with...
We could definitely finish the current one. Just get that out of the way, and then we'll move on to another one.
Then the next ones will be a choice from Fornicating Female Freaks.
Mm.
Apartment 69.
Ah, what a coincidence.
Sex Love Story. Dr. Dr. Kaufman Examines Crystal.
Dr. Kaufman sounds very good.
Right. Or, come here, you Jew. Yeah, or they'll just be all angry. Yeah, nothing I like than a little kike cock.
or suck and screw orgy.
Ah.
Dr. And, Kaufman.
I want Dr. Kaufman.
And the link,
by
the
way, Kaufman.
The link was sent in by Jeff in Virginia. So thanks a lot, Jeff.
You rock, Jeff.
Yes.
Radio gold today because of you, my friend.
Hurry up. I have to come before sundown.
And I did hear a few of those, a few clips from Dr. Kaufman Examines Crystal, and the guy's putting on his best
like Sigmund Freud.
Oh, okay. Is he doing kind of this kind
yes,
of?
Yes,
let me examine you. Yeah, I think you are having a problem dealing with your psyche from your childhood. Shut up, Doc, and fuck my cunt.
Okay, and then he just turns into like a fucking. He stops being a therapist and he starts fucking.
Please
like,
find out right. as much info on who the actors in this as you can. There has to be a way to find who made these.
Yeah, there's got
to
be production company and stuff.
Be, it might be tough. Oh, yeah, we'll try.
These are probably from the mid-70s. Some of these people might be alive. I mean, this would be...
Oof, what a get.
This would be better than finding Fawcett.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say to Matt, man, you're welcome. He says, thank you for bonus time. Well, you're welcome, Matt, man.
Yeah, we were going to leave early and everything.
Yeah, because we still don't really Jeepers. Have anyone paying attention.
No.
And then someone just writes, big boy made a cumsy. A sea creature, Cleveland. Here's another runner-up line of the day.
I have the Harlem Globetrotters. Curly Neal just shit my pussy.
Shit.
Oh, is that horrible?
Another runner-up. Let that one sink in for another few seconds.
Jesus. Oh, I'm going to be hearing that one today. Oh, fuck.
Why would he shit in her pussy?
I don't know. Jesus. He was bald and angry.
Jesus, Jimmy.
Her white cunt was annoying him. He just fucking, while Meadowlark was fucking her throat, Curly turned his back to her, and Meadowlark's thinking, not again. And he fucking...
He's done it before.
It's all he does. He's impotent. He can't get hard on, so he puts his silo shits inside of pussies.
And there's so much shit the pussy falls sideways like that shit hat.
Well, he'll fucking leave the fucking silo log, half in his ass and half in her pussy, and then he'll sit fuck her. He'll sit fuck her until it just becomes a crammed up piece of melted chocolate.
Oh, fuck. I can't even accept that. Holy shit. Oh, my fucking sides hurt. Sit fucking.
Oof. Here's another runner-up line of the day.
I bet you right now he's doing a headstand to see if the fat will kind of stink. He just wants to see if he still has a jawline.
His head has a foreskin. Pulled down around his neck.
Oh.
Sorry there, you rock. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn, that's too fucking... What an awful image that conjures up.
It's just Curly. He's really antisocial.
Fuck.